and is difficult of digestion. Graham gems, which are both wholesome and palatable, may be made from the unbolted flour, 320 mixed with pure cold water and milk, but it is difficult to teach our people simplicity. When we recommend graham gems, our friends say, "Oh, yes, we know how to make them." We are much disappointed when they appear raised with baking powder or with sour milk and soda. These give no evidence of reform. The unbolted flour, mixed with pure soft water and milk, makes the best gems we have ever tasted. If the water is hard, use more sweet milk, or add an egg to the batter. Gems should be thoroughly baked in a well-heated oven, with a steady fire. CD 319.5. To make rolls, use soft water and milk, or a little cream, make a stiff dough and knead it as for crackers. Bake on the grate of the oven. These are sweet and delicious. They require thermogenic cation, which is a benefit to both the teeth and the stomach. They make good blood, and impart strength. With such bread, and the abundant fruits, vegetables, and grains with which our country abounds, no greater luxuries should be desired. CD 320.1. Whole wheat bread better than white. 1868 to T68 504. Fine flour bread cannot impart to the system the nourishment that you will find in the unbolted wheat bread. The common use of bolted wheat bread cannot keep the system in a healthy condition. You both have inactive livers. The use of fine flour aggravates the difficulties under which you are laboring. CD 320.2, 1905, MH300505. For use in bread backing, the superfine white flour is not the best. Its use is neither healthful nor economical. Fine flour bread is lacking in nutritive elements to be found in bread made from the whole wheat. It is a frequent cause of constipation and other unhealthful conditions. Unbolted or gram flour the best for the body. -171, 495, 499,503, grams to be used in natural state. -481, gram bread in camp meeting diet. -124, a religious duty to know how to make good bread from unbolted wheat flour. -392, 321, CD 320.3, grams in bread may be varied. Letter 91, 1898, 506. All wheat flour is not best for a continuous diet. A mixture of wheat, oatmeal, and rye would be more nutritious than the wheat with the nutritive properties separated from it. CD 321.1, Sweet Breads. Letter 363, 1907 507. Sweet breads and cookies we seldom had on our table. The less of sweet foods that are eaten, the better. These cause disturbances in the stomach, and produce impatience and irritability in those who accustom themselves to their use. CD 321.2, Letter 37, 1901 508. It is well to leave sugar out of the crackers that are made. Some enjoy best the sweetest crackers, but these are an injury to the digestive organs. Sweetened crackers. -410. Bread not relished by those accustomed to rich and highly seasoned food. -563, CD 321.3, Pardieted vegetables. Fresh vegetables, simply prepared. MS 13, 1911-509. All should be acquainted with the special value of fruits and vegetables fresh from the orchard and garden. Encourage the eating of vegetables. -490, no greater luxury. -503, CD 321.4. CTBH 47, 1890, CH 115, 510. Fruits, grains, and vegetables, prepared in a simple way, free from spice and grease of all kinds, make, with milk and cream, the most healthful diet. They impart nourishment to the body, and give a power of endurance and a vigor of intellect that are not produced by a stimulating diet. Fruits, grains, and vegetables, good food for visitors. -129. Danger of using decayed vegetables. -469, defiled by use of grease in preparation. -320, in the diet of the Creator's choice. -471, a constituent of health foods. -403, 404, 407, 810, 322, CD 321.5, MS 3, 1897, 511, for those who can use them, good vegetables, prepared in a healthful manner, are better than soft mushes or porridge. CD 322.1, 1909-9162-512. Vegetables should be made palatable with a little milk or cream, or something equivalent. CD 322.2, a part of a complete diet, letter 72, 1896-513. The simple grains, fruits of the trees, vegetables, have all the nutritive properties necessary to make good blood. This eighth flesh diet cannot do. In the adequate diet, negative 483, 484, 486, CD 322.3, plenty of vegetables, letter 3, 1884-514. We have built up from that which we eat. Shall we strengthen the animal passions by eating animal food? In the place of educating the taste to love this gross diet, it is high time that we were educating ourselves to subsist upon fruits, grains, and vegetables. A variety of simple dishes, perfectly healthful and nourishing, may be provided, aside from meat. Hardy men must lack plenty of vegetables, fruits, and grains. For the helper's table, negative 444, 651, to take the place of flesh meat, negative 492, 649, 765, 795, to take the place of rich foods, negative 312, not relished by those accustomed to transgressing nature's laws, negative 204, 563, flesh diet vegetables second and negative 482, CD 322.4, letter 72, 1896-515. The Lord intends to bring His people back to live upon simple fruits, vegetables, and grains. CD 322.5, some cannot use vegetables, letter 45, 1903-516. In a medical institution there are varied appetites to satisfy. Some require well-prepared vegetables to meet their 323 peculiar needs. Others have not been able to use vegetables without suffering the consequence. CD 322.6, potatoes, Irish and sweet, letter 322, 1905-517. We do not think fried potatoes are healthful, for there is more or less grease or butter used in preparing them. Good baked or boiled potatoes served with cream and a sprinkling of salt are the most healthful. The remnants of Irish and sweet potatoes are prepared with a little cream and salt and rebaked, and not fried. They are excellent. CD 323.1, beans, a wholesome dish, 1871, to T603-518. Another very simple yet wholesome dish, is beans boiled or baked. Dilute a portion of them with water, add milk or cream, and make a broth. CD 323.2, growing and preserving vegetables, letter 5, 1904-519. Many do not see the importance of having land to cultivate, and of raising fruit and vegetables, that their tables may be supplied with these things. I am instructed to say to every family and every church, God will bless you when you work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, fearing lest, by unwise treatment of the body, you will mar the Lord's plan for you. All should be acquainted with value of fruits and vegetables fresh from the orchard and garden. 480, CD 323.3, letter 195, 1905-520. Provisions should be made for obtaining a supply of dried sweet corn. Pumpkins can be dried, and used to advantage during the winter in making pies. CD 323.4, greens and tomatoes in the diet of Ellen G. White, letter 31, 1901-521. You speak in regard to my diet. I have not become so wedded to one thing as not to be able to eat anything else. But as far as material for greens is concerned, you need Act 324 no concern, for to my certain knowledge there are in the section of country where you live many kinds of vegetable productions which I can use as greens. I shall be able to obtain the leaves of the yellow dock, the young dandelion, and mustard. There will be a far more bountiful supply there, and of a superior quality, than we could obtain in Australia. And if there was nothing else, there are the grain productions. CD 323.5, letter 10, 1900-522. My appetite left me some time before I went to the East. But now it has returned, and I am very hungry when mealtime comes. My thistle greens, nicely cooked, and seasoned with sterilized cream and lemon juice, are very appetizing. I have vermicelli tomato soup one meal and greens the next. I have begun again to eat potato meal. My food all tastes good. I am like a fever patient who has been half-starved, and I am in danger of overeating. CD 324.1, Letter 70, 19523. The tomatoes you sent were very nice and very palatable. I find that tomatoes are the best article of diet for me to use. See also Appendix 116, 22, 23, CD 324.2, Letter 363. 1907-524. Of corn and peas we had raised enough for ourselves and our neighbors. The sweet corn we dry for winter use, then when we need it we grind it in a mill and cook it. It makes most palatable soups and other dishes. CD 324.3. In their season we had grapes in abundance, also prunes and apples, and some cherries, peaches, pears, and olives, which we prepare ourselves. We also grow a large quantity of tomatoes. I never make excuses for the food that is on my table. I do not think God is pleased to have us do so. Our visitors eat as we do, and appear to enjoy our bill of fare. Corn used by E.G. White Appendix 122, 23, Caution regarding using with fruit 188, 190, Caution regarding using vegetables with desserts 189, 722, in diet of E.G. White Appendix 1:4, 8, 15, CD 324.4, content, make changes understandingly negative 320, 380, adequate diet needed when leaving off meat negative 320. God will give skill in preparing health foods to take the place of flesh meats negative 376, 400, 401, 404, diet of fruits, grains, nuts, and vegetables to replace meat -472, 483, 484, 513, CD 398.2, illogical excuses, 1870, to T 486, 487.